This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. China said today the United States should take concrete measures to address North Korea's concerns amid escalating tensions between Pyongyang and Washington. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying told reporters that one reason for the deterioration in bilateral relations since the U.S.-North Korea-Singapore summit in 2018 was that what she termed the North's legitimate concerns had not been resolved. Pyongyang's state media today said there is little use maintaining a personal relationship between Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump if Washington sticks to what North Korea calls hostile American policies. Australia's chief medical officer Brendan Murphy says the country has eliminated the coronavirus in many parts of the nation, clearing the way for the resumption of sports events and for the return of foreign students to resume their classes. Murphy said Australia has recorded just 38 cases of COVID-19 over the past week, with travelers returning from overseas and already in quarantine accounting for more than half the cases. Prime Minister Scott Morrison last month announced a three-step plan to remove most lockdown measures by July. But with case numbers falling dramatically, he says limits on indoor gatherings would be loosened in the next month to allow crowds of up to 10,000 people in seated sports stadiums and a trial run for foreign students to return. Elsewhere around the globe, the coronavirus story is far different. India is reporting some 10,000 new virus infections each day, pushing its total close to 300,000, fourth highest in the world. There have been about 300 deaths a day in India, pushing that count to just under 9,000. The hotspot is New Delhi, where health officials unveiled a model that shows a worst-case scenario in which the capital could top a 500,000 COVID cases by the end of July, up from the current 35,000. Despite such devastating numbers, India has reversed most of the country's lockdown rules. Johns Hopkins University puts the number of coronavirus cases worldwide at more than 7.5 million, with the loss of lives moving up from 421,000. This is VOA News. Here in the United States, there have been more than 2 million coronavirus cases reported, with a fatality count of nearly 114,000. The head of the Harvard Global Health Institute tells CNN another 100,000 people in the U.S. could die of COVID-19 by the end of July. Says Dr. Ashish Jha, quote, "It's really stunning to me that we have this much suffering and death, and we're just not doing enough about it." All of this, along with the effects on business, contributed to Thursday's dramatic plunge on the U.S. stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 1,800 points, about 7% of its value. NASDAQ lost 5%. As a follow-on, Asian markets are taking a hit today, with prices in South Korea off more than 2%. Wall Street is poised for a good-sized gain when it opens in a few hours, but it has a lot of ground to make up after yesterday's loss, the largest since mid-March. In Britain, nearly two decades of economic growth has been wiped out by the pandemic in a single month. London says the economy in April was hammered by a loss of more than 20%. It was the first full month under lockdown conditions. The bottom line, the British economy today is 25% smaller than it was in February, as the UK heads toward one of its deepest ever recessions. Meanwhile, Britain continues to ease back on restrictions, and Monday, such non-essential businesses as department stores and electronic retailers are set to open. And there is mounting pressure on the government to relax its rules on social distancing. The UK to this point has lost some 41,000 lives to COVID-19, with close to 293,000 cases. Polling shows that most Americans, including a majority of President Trump's Republican Party, support sweeping law enforcement reforms. Included is a ban on police chokeholds and racial profiling. This in the wake of the death of African-American George Floyd in police custody in Minneapolis. The opinion poll was done by Reuters Ipsos last week and released yesterday. It shows broad public support for Democratic lawmakers who proposed a series of changes on how police departments operate. Large-scale protests for racial equality have been demanding wholesale moves in policing. The White House and Republican lawmakers are preparing their own plans, though they're expected to fall short of those being urged by Democrats in Congress and Joe Biden, their party's presumptive presidential nominee. President Trump says he'll pursue an executive order to encourage police departments to meet what he calls the most current professional standards for the use of force. Critics charge that President Trump appears intent on treating the issues of racial equality and the pandemic as secondary to his political futures. He is planning major events in states where there have been alarming upswings in COVID cases. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.